Hello, my name is Walter Bennett. When I go shopping, I usually try to get something healthy, chicken, turkey, and lean stuff that I can grill or bake.
Why is that?
Well, I'm trying to teach my kids now to be healthy from the get-go. If you teach them in the early days, they can keep that concept and know why they're doing it. And hopefully it can spread and we can all eat a little bit healthier.
You said chicken and turkey, so do you consider beef and pork?
To a minimum. I still eat it, but it's to a minimum. Like we don't eat too many pork steaks or nothing like that. Every once in a while, she grabs pork chops. Yeah, we can grab hamburger meat, but we grab a lot of ground turkey and stuff like that too. So, I mean, we're really trying to convert over just to eating healthy stuff. That's all.
So in the grocery store, do you care about where they come from, the suppliers?
I would like to, yes. I think they should label that. I think it should be on the label so everybody can get a good idea of what they're eating and where it comes from, so they know that somebody care about what they're eating and not just trying to make a dollar.
Sharon McCrary. I usually buy good sausage and pork chops and always buy my own beef from a farmer out here. But other than that, I like to buy good chicken, good pork.
How do you define good?
Well, it's the organic or the growth hormone that's not in that. I always look for that. Always grass-fed.
Does price or anything concern you?
No, not if it's a good meat.
Okay.
No.
What is the kind of meat that you buy most frequently?
Chicken and fish, and my sausage, pork sausage. I buy that quite a bit. And we are watching for our high cholesterol, so I always go for the fish and chicken.
Is there anything about the meat market you would like to know?
No, I understand the turkey is kind of high priced right now because of the chicken flu, but I'm sure people will buy their turkey if they want it anyway, so even if it's high priced. But
you said you care about not having those hormones. Has that
that's
changed
I
over time?
yeah I've just started being more on that in the last year or so, because I've heard more about it from stuff I've read in the books and magazines. And so yeah, I always want to make sure my family gets the good stuff.
Oh, hi, this is Raji Dital. As you are asking me about what factors I really consider about the meat, the thing I really think about when buying a meat, where it come from, what kind of meat it is. Like for instance, if I buy a fish, I really like to know if they got caught from a wild, like maybe from some kind of pond or things like that. I really like to know, is that a fresh pond or is that a fresh, I mean, is that a really good pond or it's like
Just like how it's
dirty,
raised.
yeah, how it is raised. Absolutely, sorry. That's what I really consider when buying a meat. That's it. And like for other meat, like chicken and things like that, I like to know where is that raised specially, like whether that was raised in Amish family or whether that was raised in somewhere else. That's what really makes me decide which meat I really want to get in. And also the other thing is like if I want to buy a boneless or maybe with bones and things, that's all the thing I really look for. And what kind of food I'm going to make, things like that. But especially when buying of meat, I mean, that makes me think, where was that raised?
Why do you think that's important?
Basically, where it is raised makes me think whether it's hygienic to eat or not. That's a basic thing.
Does the price concern you, like
Yeah, price also. That's also that can be the other factor that I really look for. Sometimes it's really cheap, and then when I look over and looks like it's wild caught, so I'm not gonna go for that even it's cheap. So I look for like price and then the place that it's raised. That is the two main factors I really consider when buying a meat.